You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And thank you for loving me. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you didn't love my show, it wouldn't be on air. So thank you. Thank you so much. This is a sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. A lot of cool stuff. Apparently, FDA has approved the first heart pump for children. This is good stuff. I'm very, very excited about this, especially children do get heart failure. Also, looks like we have some interesting developments, especially with the Sandusky case. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about spouses' reaction and pain management. Apparently, when people are in pain, it's kind of a spousal issue. We're going to talk about that. True, I understand many spouses are a pain, but we're talking about how to deal with chronic pain of a spouse. It's difficult, you know? I mean, you know, when my spouse is grumpy, I get grumpy. I get grumpy. And when I'm grumpy, he flees. What is it? If the wife is happy, it's a happy marriage. What's that saying? I always mess up these sayings because I never learn the sayings. But I'm the only woman in my house. I mean, maybe the exception of one of our dogs and one of our cats. But, you know, my boys, they know. They go, got to keep mama happy. Got to keep mama happy. I'm not that difficult to live with. I really don't think I'm that bad. But it's definitely important. Also, it looks like rabies has struck a woman in South Carolina. Just we'll talk about that. And entamoeba histolytica, or actually a different type of amoeba, I think it's the Nigeria fowleri, amoeba has now killed two more people. Remember we talked about this a few months ago? They believe people got affected by their neti pots flushing out their sinuses. So we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about how healthcare reform is being applauded for keeping 2.5 million young adults covered. Right. Some people are applauding it. The rest of us are, you know, sticking our finger in our mouth. Right. And trying to make a gagging sound. But, you know, maybe there are some positive things. All right. Hey, we're supposed to be fair and balanced. All right. So this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow us on Twitter for up to date medical updates and health updates and news updates. Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. You can follow me on my Facebook page. And another story we're going to talk about is it looks like kids, as they're getting more obese, we're probably underdosing them with their medications because many of the guidelines were made in the 1960s when kids were a little skinnier, when they actually went outside to play, when they didn't have video games, right, the good old days. So we're going to talk about that. Now, if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show in your city, just call your news talk station or email them and tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show. You don't even have to spell it right. They'll know who I am. Dr. Dahlia, double D, D squared, D cubed, right, D to the fifth, square root D, however you want to do it, I'm good. Okay, so what's this? Healthcare reform keeps 2.5 million young adults covered. U.S. healthcare reforms under the Affordable Health Care Act, supported and authorized by President Barack Obama, keeps young adults insured. Who's reporting this? This is from financialfeed.net. The biggest U.S. health reform in 50 years aims to make medical insurance available to over 30 million Americans. In September, the laws allowed children through age 26 to join or remain covered under their parents' health coverage. All right, so 2.5 million children are now covered. Well, of course, they can't get jobs. The economy stinks, so they have to live with mom and dad and be on their mommy's and daddy's insurance. But what the big success is now you have healthy people paying into the system. We've talked about this. You know why they did this. Okay, number one is the youth usually, votes democratically. So now you have 2.5 million people still on insurance, happy, 2.5 million votes possibly. All right, so everyone's like, oh, yay, right, you know, but, you know, we know what's going on. You know, he gets votes, and now he has healthy people putting money in the system, right? Many of these people are healthy. Now, yes, do I have people concerned about this? Yeah. I have people coming in saying, you know, do I really need to be paying for this? Do I really want health insurance? Do I need to pay for this? I have parents going, you know, I really don't. I mean, my parents, they did not want to pay for my health insurance. When I was 18 and I was moving out, they're like, see ya. So I had to buy my own through school. Luckily, I could on campus. And, you know, and I mean, I know my situation at home is different from other people's, you know, most kids and parents get along, right? And I get along with my family now that I moved out, of course. But, I mean, at the time, my parents didn't have money. Taking me off their insurance, was very helpful. But here's the thing. It's better to be insured than uninsured. So yes, this is a positive. I mean, we have to call a spade a spade. You know, there have been a couple positive things. I know a lot of you are vomiting. I know that. But listen, there were a couple positive things that were done through this Affordable Health Care Act, right? The pre-existing clause. You know, many of my patients are very happy. They have asthma. They have diabetes. Their insurance won't cover it. Now the insurance has to. That is a positive. Okay. Cutting off caps of payments to be made. That's a positive. That's fine. And, you know, Obama found a way to get young people to pay into the system to pay for not so young people. All right. But I think that's about it. I mean, the critiques we could talk about till the day is long. I mean, we could talk about it all year long. And we probably are, especially as the election is coming up. So the critiques, huge issues. You know, keeping 2.5 million young adults covered. You know, okay, great. You know, they have health insurance. Have I seen more young people? No. Many of them, what was the statistic? A third of people that have insurance don't use it. You know, so many of these people didn't use it, but you know what? They're paying into the system. So I guess that's good. Many of these young people can't find jobs, so they could still live at home with mom. And if they're living at home with mom and dad, they could be on their insurance. But I think we still have stagnated in terms of growth, in terms of economic growth, in terms of child independence. Yeah. But has the insurance system solved? Did these 2.5 million young people putting money into the system help with insurance premiums? No. Insurance premiums still skyrocket. I think I'm paying an extra grand a quarter for my family. That's $300 or more a month. This is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous what's going on. So most of the problems that we have still haven't gotten, you know, fixed. But now we have 2.5 million people probably very, very happy with the Washington administration and will vote for them. So Obama bought himself voters on our taxpaying dollars. That's what he did. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
the world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun Ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A Sun Oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So good, the FDA finally approves the first heart pump for children with heart failure, now giving parents an option. Yeehaw! Or actually, a parent's an option for their babies to live, really. Apparently, many of these children can't fit into the standard adult implant. So now that they have been able to make smaller ones, they could use those to be kept alive until, of course, they could receive a heart transplant. They say very few medical devices are designed specifically for children, posing major challenges to doctors and surgeons. Of course, heart failure is rare. It affects less than 4,000 patients a year. But they say among infants, the typical wait time for a heart transplant is more than 4 months. And many of these kids, they die. These infants, they die before they can actually get the heart. So we need to use the heart pump in the meantime to keep them alive. Looks like the X-Core pediatric system heart device comes in various sizes to accommodate patients. Amen. Thank God for these people. The device was studied in a trial of 48 patients, which showed that those implanted with the X-Core device survive longer than those using a device similar to a heart-lung machine. The trial was supported by 3 FDA grants totaling $1.2 million. All right. See? All right. Keep these guys researching. Now, this gentleman has an artificial heart. He's an engineer, but in order to keep his electric artificial heart pumping, he has to plug it into the cigarette lighter when he goes on trips. Chris Marshall, 50 years old, walks around with a backpack full of batteries and connects himself to the car to the Maine when he sleeps at night. He had suffered a near-fatal heart attack, then underwent a series of heart valve procedures. Looks like bypass as well. He had his heart capacity plummeted to just 13%. And he was fitted with a device that acts as an artificial heart by pumping blood around his body. But the batteries only last 4 hours. And so he has to charge them at the mains, they call it, whenever he can. But when he drives, especially if it's a drong, I believe he lives in England. I'm reading this as we go. It's kind of cool. He actually plugs it into the lighter in the car. Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. You know, you wonder, with back east having their blackouts, you know, if he can't charge, if this is an electrical heart pump and he can't charge it, I mean, hopefully the car, he could start the car. That is scary. Oh, my gosh. You have to have a generator. You have to. I'm a huge proponent of that. You've got to get a generator. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now, this is kind of a cool study or story, I should say. There's a little boy who suffers from Goldenhaar syndrome. It's really rare, affects 1 in 25,000 babies, but these kids, they don't develop their ears, nose, or lips properly in the womb. So this little kid was really born without an ear. Now, I'm looking at pictures of this. I think I have this on my Facebook fan page, where what they did is they were able to construct this boy an ear using part of his rib. Now, remember, your ear is cartilage. That's why you can kind of, you know, play with it, and, you know, you could see through ears. You know, ears look, you know, you guys, they see through them. It's cartilage. So they were able to use some of the cartilage around his ribs to remake this ear. And then now he's actually able to wear glasses because he has, you know, if you don't have an ear, you can't wear glasses. And many of these kids, you can't really, put them into contacts. And it looks pretty good. This is just absolutely amazing. You know, you take parts of your body and then you make it and then, amazing. Goldenhaar syndrome was first described by Dr. Maurice Goldenhaar in 1952, but the exact cause remains unknown. They don't know why these kids are born without noses and mouths and scary stuff. Just, you know, scary stuff. Okay, another scary thing is this amoeba that we were talking about. A few months back, 3 people died. A couple children died from swimming in warm freshwater lakes. We usually see these types of amoeba infections, albeit very rare, in the summertime when the water is warm. Apparently, these freshwater lakes, these amoebas are on the floor of the lake. And so when you're running around, you know, barefooted, et cetera, you bring up the amoebas that were on the floor of the lake. When you swim, they go up into your nose, up into the sinus cavity, up into the brain, start munching on your brain. Entamoeba histolytica is one of these, but Naegleria fowleri, sorry, I can't speak Latin, has killed 2 people now in Louisiana. And one was a 53-year-old woman, one was a 20-year-old man, and they both used, unfortunately, contaminated tap water in their neti pots. Now, for those who are not familiar with neti pots, we use those to flush out the sinuses. Pretty frequently, I might add. One of the best treatments for sinuses is just like regular plumbing. Flush it out. You have sinuses, you have tubes, you know, just like plumbing. You know, you flush it out. When it gets blocked, Roto-Rooter it. And these neti pots, you know, you pour in and it goes out the other side and it they work. I mean, my patients love them. But unfortunately, with these 2 people in Louisiana, theirs might have been infected with Naegleria fowleri. These amoeba went up into their brain and caused them to die. We talked about the symptoms of these back in the summer: headache, fever, nausea, vomiting, stiff neck. Later symptoms include confusion, lack of attention to people, of course, the loss of balance, seizures, hallucinations, and then they die anywhere between 1 to 12 days. And when this girl earlier this year was swimming in the lake and she became afflicted with this, you know, started to become confused, doctors didn't know. You know, most doctors don't think about this type of parasite. And from what I understand, we really don't have a cure for this. Okay, now, do we have to freak out about neti pots? Look, thousands upon thousands of people neti pot per hour, right? I mean, this was 2 rare cases in the same city. So something may be up, obviously. in that area. But my recommendation would be, if you are going to use any sort of fluid in your body, I would use, like, even enema, et cetera. You know, I really wouldn't use anything from the tap water. Honestly, you really shouldn't make your own enemas. Enemas usually have a saline preparation or something that kind of, you know, causes osmosis. And, well, you know, you can't put tap water in your tush and make it work. It won't work. That's a whole other story. We'll talk about enemas another day. I love talking about enemas. But in terms of flushing out your sinuses, I would just use a distilled water. I would just, you know how you go to the store and there's water, there's drinking water, there's distilled. I would probably do that. Of course, have a discussion with your sinus doctor. You know, say, look, I know this is rare, but what's the cleanest water you would recommend? Filtered water, distilled water, and I would probably do that. I mean, you know, you still wonder, does distilled water, is it clean enough? You know, I mean, you know, usually your tap water, people drink tap water. You know, I mean, you know, for it to have amoeba in there, that's obviously pretty frightening. Pretty frightening. Okay, well, also what's been frightening is this whole Sandusky trial. I guess McQuarrie took the stand, right? Mike McQuarrie was the graduate student at the time who, when he was dropping off a pair of shoes back in 2002, saw Jerry Sandusky and a boy. And he had testified that the child was, and again, this is really hard to talk about, and I think it makes everybody sick listening to this, but there was a child around 10 years old that was leaning against the wall, hands on the wall. Jerry Sandusky had his hands around the boy's waist, and he was behind him. Now, he said he didn't actually see the act, says it was, isn't 100% sure it was intercourse, but it was enough to have him concerned. He went to Paterno, talked to Paterno in his house. Paterno leaned back in his chair, was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you had to, you know, see this in so many words. He said, I'll let you know, I'll handle it from here type of thing. And McQuarrie, when he took the stand, they said he sat tall and he, you know, really didn't waver from any of his story. He was like, look, you know, this is what I saw. I don't think the act was going on right when I was there, but both of them knew I saw him, and I kind of, you know, it would freak anybody out. Yeah, you know when, you know, you accidentally walk into a dressing room or walk into a bathroom and someone's there, you immediately back off, you try not to look, and you go, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I mean, keep in mind, you know, if you're not expecting something, you see something like that, you know, you probably see me. I wish I would. You're either a looker or you're a non-looker. Now, whenever something kooky goes on, I always cover my eyes and I not look. I wish I wasn't like that, because sometimes you really need to assess the situation. So it sounds like McQuarrie actually did look. He didn't cover his eyes, going, "Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt." You know, it looked like he was probably like, "What the hell am I looking at?" But again, the big issue is, did Paterno do enough? You know, he went to, you know, his superior officers, Curley, and I'm trying, I can't think of the other one, right off the bat. And, Paterno obviously lost his job because he didn't go to the police. So, yeah, Tim Curley and Gary Schultz, Paterno had gone up to, but apparently it was Paterno's failure to act more aggressively that got him fired, because he never himself spoke to law enforcement. And who does? You know, does the graduate student that sees it, does it? Do the university officials, do they do it? You know, I mean, it's a horrible, horrible situation. And we know that the defense of Sandusky is going to use the argument that Sandusky was teaching hygiene. You heard about that, right? Yeah, I think I told you guys. Yeah, according to the attorney, Sandusky's defense team, that many of these juvenile delinquents don't know how to shower. So Jerry Sandusky was teaching these boys how to clean themselves. I'm just sick. Let's switch the subject when we come back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280. But now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. And of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right, so it looks like here's another recall with ground beef because they think it was contaminated by salmonella. 14 people have fallen ill after purchasing ground beef at Hannaford stores in Maine, New York, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Right, this fall, according to USDA's Food and Safety Inspection Service, right, 7 people hospitalized, no deaths. They believe they fell ill to eating meat possibly contaminated with salmonella. So now Hanford's regular ground beef and its Taste of Inspiration's Angus and Nature's Place brands with content ranging between 73% and 90% lean. You know, I gotta admit, this whole lean meat thing, you know, when they first came out with lean meat, where you could purchase ground beef, but you could purchase it lean. I thought I would notice a taste. I've never noticed a taste. You know, so I think getting the 90%, because, you know, when you think about it, when you cook a ground beef, the fat melts anyway, right? And then you drip it off. I mean, unless you keep the fat. But with us, we, you know, whether it was 73% or 90%, when we cook the meat and it starts to bubble and boil, we dump it anyway. And so, but you are paying more, you know, so you have more meat when it's 90% lean, of course. Again, no issues with salmonella. I'm just, you know, bringing that up. I used to get in trouble as a kid. One thing I just couldn't stop myself from doing is when we were in the grocery store, you saw the real soft ground beef packages and with the Saran over it, and I would stick my finger in it. Just because it was soft and squishy. I just loved soft and squishy. And so, of course, you know, you walk behind your mom, you waddle behind your mom, right? And then she'd stop and go, oh, wait, I need to, wait. I need to, you know, purchase some beef. And then she'd back up and you'd see big finger indentations in all the meat. Oh, she got mad. It was fun. I tell you. All right, it was fun. Okay, anyway, salmonella infections. If you do eat anything possibly affected with salmonella, you will get diarrhea, stomach cramps, fever within 6 to 72 hours. You know, you guys must be experts now on salmonella and listeria and E. coli and amoebas. I mean, because in the news almost every day there's a recall, almost every day. All right, speaking of pathogens and microbes and all that, it looks like there's an issue with obese kids and their antibiotic treatment. They're saying now, as kids get fatter, and I hate that term fatter, but that's what you're seeing many of these headlines, fatter kids need more penicillin. All right, now you read this, and again, I think it was a researcher done in England and in London, or no, yeah, I think it was England. I'm not sure if the city was London, and they were talking about how, you know, many of the guidelines of children and their antibiotics were based on their age. And so since back in the 1960s when the guidelines were made, many of these kids weighed, I don't have it in front of me, but I think the average, like, 11-year-old was about 37 kilos, and now it's gone up to 40-some kilos. And so, you know, as kids are becoming heavier, right, we're giving them the same antibiotic dosage that we did back in the 60s, you know, when penicillin was prescribed as ampicillin and amoxicillin. And so we need to change our guidelines. Now, I was a little confused by this because as a doctor, I mean, here in the States, we base it on age. You know, when we have a child with an ear infection, we go 80 to 100 milligrams per kilo, you know, and we decide the antibiotics based on the kilograms. However, the maximum amount of milligrams we give, let's say for penicillin, let's say you guys are taking amoxicillin, 500 milligrams three times a day for adults. That's 1,500 milligrams, right? So if you have a 30-kilo kid and you're given 100 per kilo, you're already at 3,000. You don't give the kid 3,000 milligrams. You give the kid the max dosage we give adults, 150 or 1,500, 500 milligrams three times a day. What I'm wondering is that they're sitting there concentrating on kids, not getting enough of the antibiotic if they're not basing on a weight, which, like I said, to me doesn't make sense because we do base on weight. I don't go by age. You know how in stores when you're buying decongestants or fever reducers, et cetera, it says between age 2 and 6, give this. Between 6 and 12, give this. We don't do that with antibiotics. We go by weight. So, again, that doesn't make sense. Even steroids, we go by kilogram. We go by weight. However, with adults, you know, we max out amoxicillin at 1,500 milligrams. Now, you know, many adults are in the 200s, 300s, et cetera. And many adult dosaging with Z-Pak, Omniceth, Avalox, et cetera. I mean, when they designed these guidelines, you know, they were thinking of, you know, men, 100-kilo men. You know, so if they have in mind your 200-pound person, et cetera, well, what, 230-pound person if he's about 100 kilos, et cetera. But, you know, more and more we're getting people coming back saying, oh, the Z-Pak didn't work. You know, the antibiotic didn't work. And so we blame it on resistance. Well, what if some of this is under medicating? Maybe the antibiotic didn't work. Maybe the reason why we're increasing resistance is we are giving too little of the antibiotic. Here they're talking about kids, possibly not getting enough antibiotics because of their weight, which, again, I think we guard against here in the States. But we haven't changed the adult dosing at all. And you have more and more people coming back saying, it didn't work. And we have more and more drug resistance. Remember, how does an antibiotic work? Okay, an antibiotic is supposed to either be cidal or static, you know, in terms of killing it or maiming it type of thing. And your bactericidal antibiotics, if they don't kill these bacteria right the first time, and these bacteria try to get up and shake themselves off, and when they dust themselves off and make progeny, their progeny will be resistant to the antibiotic that dad and mom survived. So you want to hit it good first time. You do. And maybe what we're doing is we're under-medicating our adults. I mean, we give a Z-Pak to a teenage girl who's 100 pounds, okay, 45 kilos, let's say. Okay, so, you know, we're giving that same Z-Pak to a 250-pound man. Okay, but that's because the studies say this is enough antibiotic, et cetera. Well, really? Maybe not. Maybe we need to redesign our antibiotic dosage based on obesity. I don't know. So, you know, I mean, I think they're onto something with the whole children thing, but, you know, maybe, you know, many of us are adults, we're under-treating, and keep in mind, you under-treat, you don't give enough amoxicillin, some of these bacteria get wise, they can outlast the, you know, low, weeny dose of amoxicillin, and then they end up becoming resistant. Because I've got to tell you, antibiotic resistance is really getting bad. You know, we sometimes blame the sanitary wipes and the antimicrobials, and we blame overusing antibiotics. And I think overusing antibiotics is probably the biggest culprit, if you ask me. But I think there's more to it. All right, also in medical news, Etta James. I love Etta James. Etta James is my idol. I know y'all hate me singing, but, you know, she's the one that goes, "At last, my love has come along." That song, I love her. 73 years old, had septicemia, blood infection about a year or two ago. Now she is fighting for her life with leukemia. They're already saying she's terminally ill. All right. Apparently family is at their bedside. And, I mean, this woman has inspired so many artists. Christina Aguilera, she's inspired me, even though I can't sing any of her songs. I mean, she is absolutely amazing. Love is like a song. I love her song. I could just sing it. I just don't have a clip to play for you. So just imagine that on key. That's Etta James. So unfortunately, she has leukemia. They aren't telling us what type. She's 73 years old right now. Family is at her bedside. We'll keep you posted if we hear any more. All right, let me see what else in the news. Oh, darn, we're coming up on break. Quickly, human rabies case in South Carolina. First time since 50 years. A female was bit by a bat a few months ago. Oh, no, actually, I think a few weeks ago. All right, we believe she's recovering. South Carolina law requires all dogs and cats and ferrets to be vaccinated, but not bats. So we got it. We'll talk a little bit about rabies real quick when we come back. And more medical news on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic grades for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The boogie woogie flu, but I mind getting rabies. I mean, rabies is pretty scary. It affects the brain, central nervous system. You thought amoebas were scary, but rabies is too. This is why we always get nervous about rabid dogs and cats, etc. Like I said, South Carolina has a law saying all dogs, cats, ferrets vaccinated against rabies. But you can get rabies from raccoons, foxes, skunks, you know, other wild animals. It's carried in the saliva and bats. So it looks like a bat actually flew into this woman's house in South Carolina, bitter. All right, symptoms include headache, difficulty swallowing, you could get seizures, confusion, agitation, just like with an amoeba, even die. Now, we don't know how she's doing. Apparently, they say federal law, federal medical privacy laws prevent the department from releasing any more information. All right, you know, fine. It'd be nice to know how she's doing. From what we understand so far, so good. But, you know, keep in mind, you know, bats will fly into your house. And, you know, I was talking about this on the previous hour, how I never understood why people were afraid of, you know, mice when I was a little kid and bats, etc. You know, women would always go, eek, bat, ooh, or mouse. You know, you see this in the cartoons, like, really, Mom? Come on, really? I wouldn't scream. And then when my mom said, yeah, but it carried diseases, you know, like rabies that could kill you, then I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe I will. But, you know, we look at, you know, bats, and they're kind of cute. You know, I think we were at the Dallas Aquarium or the Dallas Zoo, I forget. You know, and you saw these bats hanging upside down and they had the fluorescent lights. You know, but again, they could be very dangerous. So, you know, if anything like this comes, you know, into your house, call animal control, get the hell out of there. Call 911, that's probably easier. All right, you know, again, I follow news very closely with what's been happening in other countries with socialized medicine. And here is another case. This is probably two in the last week where a woman died because doctors refused to send her for an ultrasound. This particular case, they say, because it was on the weekend. Now, both of these cases happened in England. And again, I'm watching their healthcare system pretty closely because, again, I don't know if our healthcare system is going to move more and more towards this. I'm thinking if Obamacare, you know, doesn't get overturned, yes, we're going to probably be going towards this. Apparently, 29-year-old Allison Taylor thought she might have been having a blood clot after she gave birth to her daughter. She was admitted to the hospital with a swollen leg, but they said that she was refused a scan because the service was not available for maternity patients during the weekend. Her husband later found out that if she had gone to the hospital's accident and emergency department, they call them A&E departments in England as opposed to emergency rooms, she would have probably been scanned right away. Instead, she was sent home from the maternity unit, and then she died about a week later. Now, you know, yes, you could go back and say, well, she should have gone to the ER. She should have. I mean, you know, you could always go back, and I'm sure everybody does. You know, we all go back when somebody dies. Okay, well, what could we have done? But, you know, I'm hearing more and more of tests not getting done. What blows my mind, though, in this past week, two young women dying of a blood clot, okay? What blows my mind is an ultrasound is not that expensive. Okay, I could understand with the way healthcare is going, because England is in a crisis too. Europe has, you know, crises also with their, you know, money system and their countries going bankrupt, et cetera, and, you know, health system. We know the NHS health system is in a lot of financial trouble over in England, so we know that. But an ultrasound is not that expensive. We're not talking about MRIs. We're not talking about PET scans. We're not talking about people asking for a artificial heart pump. Right? Until the heart transplant comes through. We're talking about an ultrasound. And we are seeing, we've seen now two women be refused or not offered the ultrasound. This just blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. Now, one of my listeners wrote me and had asked, you know, maybe is the lack of tort reform good for patients in terms of doctors won't send you home because they don't want to get sued. All right, and I see that point. I mean, I don't know how lawsuits, medical malpractice lawsuits are handled in England. I don't know how that is. But I can't imagine it being any worse than here. Now, when I did ER, there is no way I would let a woman, or if I was, you know, on the maternity ward, there's no way I would let a woman who had a swollen red leg or a swollen leg go home without scanning them. Right? And, you know, my listener, or one of my listeners had suggested, well, maybe it's because of fear of lawsuits. You know, maybe doctors do more for patients, not because they care, but because they fear lawsuits. Okay, well, you know, remember, we do care. Nobody's going to go through medical school and all the years of training and the middle of the night and the 36-hour shifts that we used to do, you know, and the hazing and the yelling and the screaming and the lack of sleep and the marital distress, right, for the money. It's not just for the money, especially since a lot of us, you know, primary care doctors don't make money like the surgeons do. So it's not just that. Okay, I mean, yes, we do care. You have to care about a person. Otherwise, you wouldn't put your life on the line. right? You want to be exposed to hepatitis, HIV, like when Tupac was shot. Tupac was shot in Las Vegas. You know, when he came in to trauma ICU, we had to take care of him. But, of course, they said, look, guys, be careful because these guys might come back to finish the job. I mean, you put your life on the line. You do when you're in medicine. Okay, I mean, there's been doctors in my town that have gotten shot. You do. You put yourself, you just do. You put your life on the line. So, no, we do care. But, you know, maybe there is a point, all right? You know, we teach our medical students, you don't want to miss a blood clot, okay? The patient could die. And also, yes, you will be sued for missing a blood clot, okay? You won't be able to share the blame. Get them tested. And, you know, we can't put our heads in the sand. Yeah, that is probably part of it. Maybe a lot of people are thinking, look, so-and-so got sued because he forgot to order this test. I better remember it. You know, we talk about lawsuits all the time, and that may jog our memory. And again, the main goal is for patients to be alive and well, etc. But yes, you know, the thought does come to your mind going, well, so-and-so got sued because this ended up happening, so then this could be a possibility. For example, we had a family doc in town that was sued because she had written a year prescription for someone's Merck Medical or Express Scripts, etc. for antacid, and didn't resend the patient back to the GI doctor. Patient had seen a GI doctor a couple years before, checked, no esophageal cancer, no gastric cancer, just some, you know, erosive esophagitis. Well, anyway, patient goes to the family doctor for year prescriptions. Medco, you know, needs year prescriptions or WellPoint Express Scripts or whatever, and that's what she does. Well, patient ends up having esophageal cancer again. By the time he goes back to the GI doctor, somebody says, well, the family doc should have sent you sooner. So she ends up being sued and losing a lawsuit. And the only thing she did was write a year's prescription because that's what the patient asked for. Patient asked for a year's prescription, never came back for a year. So, you know, yes, you know, lawsuits probably do remind people, look, you need to send the patient back to get rechecked. Yeah, it does. It plays into the grand scheme of things, but it also causes medical costs to rise. I mean, I still shake my head with that case. How many people who were cleared by the gastroenterologist that come to you for a refill of medication needs to be resent back 2 years later? You know, not many. But it looks like in this particular case, the lawyer was good, and he was able to convince the jury that the family doctor proved negligence. Was negligent by not sending him back. So, yeah, in America, we'll send you back. We'll just keep sending you back. If you require medication, you're not getting better, we just send you back to the specialist. Because, again, these are what the lawsuits are, and this is what's happening. But I'm just blown away by the inexpensive test, you know, of an ultrasound and why these people get refused. Really quickly, study came out about spouses' reaction may affect pain management. You know how spouses feel each other's pain, right? Well, it turns out sometimes if the spouse invalidates the other spouse, saying, you know what, come on, you know, I'm tired of hearing it, so that they don't feel their own internal issues, it causes a lot of marital strife. So this isn't one of my favorite studies on pain. We're probably going to talk about this more in the next hour. But unfortunately, many people with chronic pain, it really affects the marriage, either causing the other person to feel their pain or the depression or the fact that, you know, somebody's like, look, I'm tired of being your servant. Really? You really can't get up. You really can't. And you get these psychological interplays here causing people to just not motivate, move forward, or get treatment. So, again, it's not my favorite study. Maybe we'll talk about it more on the next show. Maybe we won't. Depends. All right, guys. But great show. I hope you all be safe. I hope you all are still doing your Christmas shopping. And I will talk to you in the next hour. Bye.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.